The heat is on for the battle of the story apps. Snapchat, Instagram stories, Facebook stories, Messenger Day, or WhatsApp status? Which one will I end up using? Welcome to the Flying Monkey Show. This is Joel Palm, and I am in the hammock swing on the front porch on a rather cool and cloudy day in Denver. And by cool, I mean in the 70s with a little bit of a breeze. And it's a beautiful Sunday, and I've just been chilling, and I'm still chilling, and I'm pondering the story app situation. And when I talk about story apps, I'm talking about the applications that allow you to tell stories in brief vignettes, either by photos or short videos that can then be embellished with filters, sound effects, stickers, lenses, and the like. This was a mode that was pioneered by Snapchat. Now, I fell in love with Snapchat probably, about a year and a half ago, and was a huge Snapchat enthusiast for, 6 to 8 months, before I got burned out on the pressure to create content. You know, some people just do one thing. I never just do one thing, and so if I'm not having fun doing it, then I stop, and I do what is fun and interesting to me. That's just how I roll, which, you know, tells me I'll never be a Snapchat star, because I'll never just focus on just Snapchat. However, I love Snapchat's tools. I love that you can have cool lenses that you can build into your stories. I love that you can have custom geofilters to brand events and places. I love that the stickers are creative. I love that you can do sound effects now. And I love the short form format, although now you can actually do 6 snaps in a row of 10 seconds each, which is interesting as well. But along came Instagram stories, and then we've got Facebook stories, there's Messenger Day, and there's WhatsApp status. Now, I don't use WhatsApp really at all. I'm not even sure it's installed on my phone, but I don't use it. I might need to take a look just to familiarize myself with how the stories work there. And I don't see a point in Messenger Day when we have Facebook stories. In fact, I think that they should just merge the two and be done with it. So that really just leaves Facebook stories, Instagram stories, and Snapchat. Now, I've got some problems with Snapchat in that, first of all, they're not really growing. And I probably have about 10,000 people following me. That's just an estimate. It's hard to know for sure. But I like to make it so that people I'm not friends with can snap me back. But the problem with it is that these people that I don't know, complete strangers, private snap me. And they snap me with stupid stuff. It's a game that they play called Streaks, which basically increases your Snapchat score, which is a completely meaningless thing. There's nothing to it. There's no reward for it at all, other than just annoying people, if that's what you want. And then there's people that just snap you random moments out of their day, as if I care what some person that I've never met is up to. It's weird. It's the only social network that encourages that type of broadcasting to complete strangers. However, I've got a lot of people following my stories over there. Then you've got Instagram stories, more personal. You know, people that you are connected with directly are more likely to see your stories and engage with you there, although the tools aren't nearly as powerful as what Snapchat gives you. And finally, we've got Facebook, which of course owns all the other story apps, from Messenger Day and Instagram stories to WhatsApp status. It's all owned by Facebook. This is Mark Zuckerberg's play to basically tell Snapchat, go pound sand because you wouldn't let us buy you for $3 billion a few years ago. And he's ultimately going to win. Not that Snapchat can't survive and thrive if they make some smart moves. But Facebook stories just made it so you can now share your stories publicly so that anybody can watch them. And so I'm experimenting with all three. I think ultimately I need to pick one, maybe two, that I'm going to tell my stories on. And it's tough. It's a tough choice. And I guess the question is where do you get the greatest engagement? So what is your favorite and why, and who do you think will ultimately win this battle of the story apps? And where would you be most likely to watch my stories? Please do a call in. If you're listening via podcast, then you need to get the Anchor app so that you can actually push a button and share your thoughts back to me via audio, and you might end up in my broadcast. Call in, click call in, let me know your thoughts. Be brief, brevity is the soul of wit, and nobody likes anybody rambling and rambling and rambling. Hope you enjoyed the show. Catch you next time on The Flying Monkey Show.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.